screw today. I want the loot today. I made like two today. I hit the booth today. I'm feeling real smooth today. But nigga, I'm smooth every day. Nigga, I'ma move every day. Cause I gotta make moves every day. I'm in the mood today. I'm in my groove today. Demi want shoot today. Him want play hoops today. I caught the troops today. We lit up the glue today. Bro said he ain't had no.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Okay, now they messing with my play. I done set up a playlist for the episode. Now, see, I'm about to start sounding old.
We still dreaming.
It ain't doing what I told it to do. It is what it is.
The album's so good, you can play any song like off of it, so we just gonna go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good.
Ride with me, baby. Ride with me, Ride with me, nigga. Ride with me. Ride with me, fam. Yeah. Yo, come on, rock with me. I'm nice like apologies. Smoking pots of weed. I got a pot full of G's. I got a pot.
All right, it's time. I hope you're not scared. I hope you didn't get frightening. I hope you didn't get scary with your time off of the mic. You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
Okay.
I'm excited.
We are back. The gang is back.
Back and big, better.
Big podcast. You know what I'm saying? Episode whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know, bruh. But, how are you?
I am well. I am healthy. I'm living and well. Happy.
Mom-wise, how are you?
I am tired. Tired, but, you know, every day's a new day and we get through it.
Now, you know, just so that we're both clear on when the last time we potted, just, you know, so we can let the listeners know where we're really at. The last time we spoke to y'all, both of us, was September the 21st.
Wow.
Nyla was only 2 months at that time.
Going on three.
Yes. And she is now...
5 months.
5 months.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of crazy because she's just... like, we knew that she was going to be wilding out and she was going to be a wild one. But, like, she, like, coming in the full form, bruh. Honestly, bruh, you might have to make another one of them compilation type things. I don't think that did it justice. And I think we have a lot of clips of her just... You know what I'm saying? I think our baby's gonna be a star. She's a Leo.
Yep.
She knows how to control the room already. She knows how to get all the attention on her.
Mm-hmm.
She is something.
Yeah.
She's sleeping in the crib now.
Yep.
In our room still.
Mm-hmm.
She's sleeping through the night.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. She's not that much. Mm-hmm. She's a lot, but like she's a cool little baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She wild, but like she don't be tripping.
Mm-mm.
You feel me? But anyways, we gotta get this shit going. Fuck, bruh. I already told y'all what I got going on, and it's getting the data analytics shit. And everything. What I want to do is I want to listen to this clip and we're going to just get your opinion on it and we're going to roll from there.
Okay.
A bunch of Shaniquas, go for it, man.
Look, we show.
Yeah, like me and Fresh aren't really down with the brown like that. Man. We ain't Knight Riders.
No,
so
I'm good.
What?
You know, sometimes if they're, you know, red bone, but like in general, me and Fresh don't dabble in the dark.
This,
you know,
is the
saying,
niggas yeah. Y'all been capping for?
I was thinking about smoking while we was recording, but I don't know if that's going down, bro. I just took myself out. Okay, so Fresh and Fit. You've seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two ugly niggas.
It always looks hectic.
Okay. What are your thoughts do you know the type of content that they put out?
No.
They are a part of the Manosphere. And just to describe the manosphere, think of Kevin Samuels and what he talks about.
Okay.
Type stuff. High value man. This is how you get women. This is how women can keep a man. Things like that.
Okay.
My thing with them is this. Clearly, and they've said this, these guys weren't getting women before they, you know, got into their careers and became successful. They weren't getting women in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a community of guys that, and this is kind of like a thing, just a whole internet thing, where you feel as though you're oppressed because of something in your physical appearance. You weren't as attractive or desirable, so you feel as if you have something against whatever didn't find you attractive or desirable growing up. Women do it with men. Man says anything like that's going to be critical to a woman on the internet, all of a sudden he hates women. It's all of these things. The situation that we had the other day with the bus stop, when I reported the dude for being, well, and we're going to tell that story, but I reported dude and I said he was being racist, and people were harassing me telling me that it wasn't racist and they didn't even see it. It's just the way the fight, like, the internet is, people have used the internet and they use their platforms to kind of get off their grievances. So look at these guys, fresh and fit. They're ugly as hell. They wasn't getting hoes before they got money. It's a fact. And that's cool, because sometimes it just, you know what I'm saying, everybody ain't gonna be the dude in high school. I wasn't the dude in high school. I've always been a cool ass nigga and just been sure of myself, you know what I'm saying? And that attracts people to you. And this is the thing, bro. I'm not a super gangster dude, a super hood dude. Like, most hood chicks will call me corny. Most. And respectfully, I say this next to my soon-to-be wife. I was out there, bro. I was out there. You know what I'm saying? And I've never tried to act tough, cool, or nothing. So it's not always, oh, you're not hood, oh, you're not a tough guy, oh, and I'm kind of just getting into it, because this is what I feel, and I don't think they're racist, because I've heard them. They've said that they would never marry any type of American woman, because they're both immigrants. They both are children of immigrants. So, and on top of it, y'all know black folks from the other countries don't fuck with niggas over here. We already know that. Kids are raised, young African men are raised to look at women a certain type, look at black women, black American women a certain type of way. I ain't really trying to tell my family business, but I have a family member who was married to a black man from Ghana, and he treated her like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, and it's like, why you treat, like, when you, like, look at the relationship, it's like, why do you treat her like that? Why do you speak to her like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at both of their cultures, and, oh, they think that they're better than us. So I'm not really surprised. I'm not even going to talk about that, because that's a tired fucking conversation. I want to talk about people's biases and how it shapes their outlook on whole groups of people. Do you have biases like that? I think you have biases like that.
You think I have biases like that?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't think so.
women sex workers. Sex workers, strippers, OnlyFans girls. What's the first thought that you think when you see somebody promoting their OnlyFans? What's your first thought?
I think that there's a better way to
to get money.
Yeah. I've never agreed with that type of service and income, making money that way.
And but, I got you right where I want you. Go ahead.
But to each their own, you know?
But you do look down on them. Because I don't want you to try to clean it up with them. To each their own. You look down on them. Yes or no?
I do.
Okay.
But I'm not going to bash somebody. You know what I mean?
All right. You're doing too much caping. Now, what I will say is that Cetera is... your mom is 60, in her late 60s right now, or early 60s. Yeah. Cetera's only 26. So she has an older mom. Her mom doesn't listen to rap music. I feel like her mom stopped keeping up with things in 1980. And I'm not not to joke, this is a fact. she's not worldly at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't believe in any of this quote-unquote foolishness that we got going on right now. So it's understandable that she would have that mindset. Also, she's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh is a racist ass town, but yes, it's totally different the form of racism how it is down south. You gotta get it, bro. Let's try to connect things. And maybe this isn't a good connector. I'm sorry, y'all. That's not how it really sounds, because I just sat a cup of water down. But, you know, we ain't got the top-notch equipment, so it's kind of echoing. All right, I'm studying data analytics, right?
Yeah.
I came to know that I would be good in doing data analytics with skills that I already have. I just would need to learn the concept of this skill. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And that's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're cool with me doing that, using my skills and things that I already have been blessed with to get some money, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it's something that you want to do and you can see yourself doing it.
And I have her on the ropes as we speak. So, you're telling me that if someone is five, thick in the thighs, like your boy Umar says, red bone, squirter.
Oh my God.
And they know how to do all of this stuff, and they broke with a child, you gonna look down on them from getting $30,000 a month on OnlyFans? And they ain't even gotta fuck nobody?
When you put it that way, and you got kids.
Niggas is fucking already.
If you got kids, you gotta do what you gotta do.
No. You gotta answer the question. Those are skills. Women are looked at a certain type of way, especially black and brown women. They're looked at as by men of power, or not even men of power, men as objects. And
yeah,
you want to get that nut. Oh, and guess what? You might have to pay extra to get the personalized whatever on the OnlyFans. You're not, bruh. That's like telling somebody they ain't got no money and they got mad weed connects around them not to get in the weed game. You gotta do what you gotta do. I'm just saying, and this is not just to Cetera. This is for people that may base, you know, how they feel about certain things that maybe they've not experienced yet and really seen the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? That, like, bro, it's not everybody is just horrible for everything that they're trying to do. You feel me? It's not that. Moving on though. I wanted to try something different because I want, when we come back, we're not back, but we just wanted to hop on the mic, you know what I'm saying? Just kick it for a little bit. When we come back, when we get the cameras ready, like the setup gonna be, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be nice. You feel me? When we come back, I kinda wanna change up our style of podcast. Okay. So let's do a trial run right now. Let's break down Dexter.
Oh yeah.
So what I'll do is for people that don't know, I'll give a brief synopsis and I am gonna have my opinion included in the synopsis of the first Dexter show. You can chime in if you'd like as well. So boom. Dexter Morgan is a mid-30s blood spatter analyst who works for Miami Metro PD. Or not, probably not PD. Maybe because he works in homicide. So no, not PD. I don't know. Whatever. He worked for the police. He's a serial killer. And throughout the 7 to 8 seasons of the show, in my opinion, Dexter was proving himself wrong. He was proving the code wrong that Harry gave him. We can't go too, because if we start getting into the code and stuff, we're going to have to explain the whole thing. You got to watch it. And yes, watch it from the beginning. So he basically, I feel that he was telling himself, and you could tell, you know, at the beginning of the show, he was telling himself, this is what I do is good. I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. If I keep doing this and I stick to the code, that's all I need. All I will ever need is the code. I'm never going to have to veer off of that. And as the show went on, his actions proved his mindset wrong. He ended up having, because he worked at the police department, and you're a serial killer. You have just certain characteristics from what they say, because I don't know any serial killers, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, awkward, antisocial, and there were people that kind of could tell, or there was, you know, Sergeant Dokes, he could tell there's something off about them. Ended up having to kill Sergeant Dokes, yeah. Which in turn made his sister have to kill a lieutenant. His wife ended up getting killed, his sister ended up getting killed. And he realized, this is a very brief synopsis, he realized, though, that everything that I touch will get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it? Was it his dad? It was his dad. Because there's this thing where, in the first show, it was his dad talking to him. And it's a voice in his head. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to the producers and the creators of the show, because when you kind of, he's the main character. You know, they have a way of getting you to fall in love with the main character. Mm-hmm. You fall in love with a serial killer who has voices in his head. And the voices in his head are telling him, yo, the way you're trying to do this whole serial killer lifestyle, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his dad. And do you think that his dad actually had this conversation with him before he died? Or you think that it... Do you think it was a voice in his head, or you think it was his dad actually talking
to him?
You're
talking about, like, in the very beginning.
Like, yeah, how yeah, Harry how used to be... Was... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it was really him. Just like now.
With Deb.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think that he's crazy. I think that Dexter is nuts. In that, like, because, like, Deb be choking him and slapping him yeah. and stuff. He's nuts.
Yeah.
And this is what I think. I think that he proved himself wrong, which you kind of get that, because at the end of the show, he drove into a hurricane or a tsunami, some shit that you don't survive.
Right.
He drove himself in, like, the boat into it, because he said, everything that I touch ends up dying, and he didn't want his son to die. So, the new show starts, and boom, his son pops up. We are, I mean, we're caught up. The season finale is this Sunday. I think Dexter's fucked up. I don't understand how he fucked up, but I think I might. I still think Dexter believes that he can somehow have a normal life and be a serial killer.
Yeah.
For some reason, he stopped killing people for 10 years. How?
Yeah.
How? It's somehow, some way he was able to resist the urge. And I think when he killed the first person that he killed, the dude's son, Matt, when he killed Matt, it's up.
Yeah.
It's up from, he's going to have to kill his girlfriend, because his girlfriend, I mean, she found out last episode that he killed Matt. And he then killed Matt's dad, so she's probably going to figure that out.
They're going to find out about, what's the guy's name? Yeah, Matt's dad.
Yeah.
They're going to find out about him. I think, just to go back, like, with the voices in his head, I feel like maybe that's how he's responding to himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I don't think he knows that. I think he really thinks he's talking to his dad and yeah. Deb.
And yeah. Deb. Yeah.
But I think the total goal for, like, the producers is to see that this, no matter what he does to try to make himself look or feel normal, he's insane and he's a monster. That's yeah. what I think.
He's crazy.
His son, because he wasn't trying to tell his son. That's another thing I didn't agree with. But I mean, he's a serial killer, and, you know, antisocial, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why that he didn't, you know, want to be upfront with his son and tell him exactly why his life ended up the way that it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro. I think they might be robbing us, because these episodes are 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The episodes before used to be like 55.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's really... I can't say they're robbing us, because they're doing the season thing. And mm-hmm. I didn't watch it as a... I did watch it as a episodic thing. But it was different. I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that's when you watch everything episodically. So it was just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're either going to do some bullshit next week, or have some whole crazy ass cliffhanger.
I hope they don't end it, because I feel like it's too soon to, like, end it.
Yeah, I think something maybe crazy might happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Because it's like, what can happen? I don't think they're going to give us like an hour or 2 hours. I know they used to do that with the first show, maybe they will, because they did start. They started bringing back the old music and stuff, mm-hmm. which is it's kind of getting crazy. I think it might be getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna end. It's gonna end bad. It's gonna end bad. Like when the show finally ends, and my suggestion as a fan is maybe do 3 or 4 seasons. Don't draw it out. You know what I'm saying? 3-4 seasons. And then, you know, whatever. Maybe even 2 seasons. But I think they went too slow this mm-hmm. season. So I don't know if they can do that. But I just... they have a really big chance to ring us in. Because it's been really slow the first season. They have a real big chance to reel us in and, you know, hit the ground running and us to feel like it felt when Dexter first came out. And there's also a really huge chance to fuck it up.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah. But, I wish they I feel like they could have had all of this happen within the first 4 episodes. You know what I'm saying? What happened to the hour and 30 minute episodes for shows, bro? These shows be stealing. and they're not stealing. It's business, but I mean, the consumers, I wouldn't say. No, it suffers because you want to see a full length show. You want to see the best possible show ever, and just like Power does, you know what I'm saying, with these weak ass like intermissions and stuff like that. Like, bro,
I hate that.
I don't understand that. I'm sure it's something with business, cuz it's like, that's what I've realized, and we can go into the next topic. I don't really got no more other topics, but I wanted to speak on this topic so we can just segue into it.
Yeah.
Once you realize that you're getting paid to do this and you have to treat it as such, or that once a fan realizes my favorite artist gets paid to do this, this is how they feed their family. So when sometimes weird things happen, bad albums are put out, bad movies, bad shows, bad YouTube videos. Sarah's getting tired, so we'll probably have to end soon. Stay with me. I just got one more topic to go hard in. And that's it. Once you realize that, you kind of understand things. Like, Roddy Ricch's album. You haven't heard it, but everyone's heard it, and everyone knows that it just wasn't as good. Nowhere near as good as his first album. It wasn't a bad album, though. Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like Roddy Ricch's second album can kind of become a cult classic for some of his fans, because he's really playing with sounds on there, and I think he's going to start some new waves like he did with his first project. But it's just going to take a while, because people get so stuck, and it's like, oh, we want this, mm-hmm. but another one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not really how artists work.
Yeah.
But it's going to make him money, because he's already super hot.
Yeah. Do you remember what you said about him? About when you said that he doesn't put a lot of music out.
Yeah, he likes to live his life so that he can actually really have something to talk about.
Okay. I was gonna say, do you think like he doesn't put as much music out all the time, because you know how some people, like me, I'm one of these people, I'll go back to like a song from like how many years ago and just play it constantly. You know how my playlist be.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that that's like a money game?
No, I think the real reason that he don't put out music like that is because he came in so hot. He was Grammy nominated before, I think he was Grammy nominated before he even put out his first album.
Oh.
Because he had that song with Nipsey. Mm-hmm. And Feed the Streets 3 was a crazy project too. So it was like, of course he had projects before his first album, but his first album, like, you could tell that it was definitely, they went in there and they said, this is an album. We could go on a whole can of worms about albums and mixtapes and how niggas is getting robbed with that. This shit is crazy, but let's continue. He doesn't need to put out music every quarter because his numbers are solidified. Because he put out a great first project, so his next 2, 3, 4 albums, or as long as it's not garbage, he's gonna do numbers.
Yeah,
the money's already there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the niggas that gotta put out projects like that, they either don't have label support, or they trying to get out of the deal, or they just like making money, because you know there's a different Roddy Ricch is a different type of artist compared to like Money Man, because Money Man talk about he'd be making projects of 24 hours and shit like that. Them is the hustler type niggas, you know what I'm saying? That's really, you know, they use that shit as a hustle. But let's get back to the point. That's kind of why I said I want to step away from potting. Because I don't want to, I want to be able to pod and have all the funds to make the pod as good as it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We listen to Millionaire Mindsets, and Xavier Miller always says, fuck your passion. He says that if you don't have money, you need to focus on getting to the bag. And me and T have spoken about this. And I believe that we each find something that can be transferable in the tech industry, a skill per se, that can keep us employed at least until Nile is 18. You know what I'm saying? Now, America's moving fast right now. The reason, and I've talked about this, the reason that I want to do that is because they're squeezing the middle class. They're squeezing the poor. That's why it's so crazy right now, because people are getting squeezed.
Yeah.
And everybody's stressed out. That's why niggas is getting robbed on Melrose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the thing, technology has made it so much easier to make people become more poor and more poor and more poor every day. Why? Because you have the earning app. You have, and the earning app is the least of your worries. There's some other apps where, ooh boy,
you can put yourself,
yeah, you can put yourself in a pickle, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, if you're not smart with this shit, and honestly, you gotta get it how you live. You feel me? I ain't gonna hold you. Any big purchase that we've ever made, we've gotten the deal, and y'all know the deal. You got such and such to pay it off. If you pay it off in 90 days, that's the price. If you miss that,
It's double.
And guess what? We've done things where we've had to pay double. And we have to pause because Nyla just rolled over. Breathe in, mission. We'll play some more of that trail from that main floor. Thank you. Anywhere, it's out right now.
Be a
fave. We've been running state to state. Fucking bitch, I've been running to the cave. We know we blessed, so give a fuck about what you say, baby. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey.
Let's go.
Me and Faith, we've been running state to state.
Let's go.
Like, fuck a bitch, I've been running to the cake. Okay. We know we blessed, so give a fuck about what you say, baby.
Lifestyle, nigga.
Hey, 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 hey. My legs, they been running all day. We run it up, y'all just running to the grave. I just put about 2 bands up in the safe. This natural thing put me on the stage. 1998, a nigga made the front page. I was just a taller, but was ready for some fame. I was just a youngin', but was made for the stage. Born to lose, but built to win is what they say. Born to lose, but built to win is how we live, nigga. Do it for your kids, man. Gotta feed them kids, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Trey. Somebody else dropped. Y'all heard him on the podcast before. He also dropped. I Told You So is out. Another Pittsburgh native, Linwood. We're gonna give him a little bit of this. Shout out whoever produced, mixed, and mastered both of these projects. They both going crazy.
Shit that give me off. Pussy money cars, niggas pulling strings. We ain't got a floss, stripes on her ass. She ain't got no claws, she ain't got no flaws, she ain't got no bars. Pull up unannounced, but we end up taking off. Fucking shorty on the couch, and she end up taking off. Niggas ran up in the house, said they finna take it all. I ain't finna take a loss. And that's why you can't trust these hoes. That's why you never love these hoes. That's why I never trust no more. That's why a nigga love so cold. That's why you can't trust these hoes. That's why I never love no more. That's why a nigga heart so cold. That's why I never love no more. No more.
Okay, sorry about that. We are back. So what I was saying was, basically, bruh, we done had to pay the double. You know what I'm saying? And we done paid some shit off in 90 days. More than once. We had to pay the double once. But we learned a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I will say is, and I know we're kind of veering off of what the subject was, but, bruh, if you have a plan, a viable plan. I don't mean if money falls from the sky, I can pay it off in 90 days. I mean, if you have the income to where you can, like, stop paying for things that you don't need and pay it off, go ahead. Because if you need a thing for your YouTube channel, like a MacBook or a camera, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do. You got to figure a way to do it. You just got to plan. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, they're squeezing the lower class. They're squeezing the middle class. We got to be doing something that's making us 100K within the next couple of years. Not something starting off. If, you know, you could, but I'm just thinking logically with, you know, what you can get with what's being offered as far as these certifications and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, mm-hmm. I'm not saying I know everything. Like, there may be something that you can get a cert for and start making 100K. But what I want to do is make sure that, you know, we can be with Nyla, you know what I'm saying, as far as both working from home. And not doing something that is bullshit.
Right.
You feel me? So, do we really need to talk about this bus situation? Would you talk about it if it was you?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck it. So, I take the bus to work because we don't live in the city, and it's quicker to get from the city into the city and back on the trolley. So, you know, use my bus pass and stuff. And Port Authority chose, you know, to switch up, you know, the, I'm actually going to explain this because, just listen, Support Authority changed, like, their monthly and weekly bus passes to where it starts 7 days from the day that you buy it, 31 days from the day that you buy it. Why that wasn't the case already, I don't know. But they updated it. With them updating that, whatever the technology was, the trolleys, pay stations weren't updated. So at first, none of the buses were recognizing the new passes. So it would seem like you were trying to get on the bus with no money. Mm-hmm. Common sense would tell you that they let all of their employees know what it was so they could, you know, understand. Mm-hmm. We live in Castle Shannon. I'm not going to say there's no black. There's definitely black people here. There's several black families that live on this street. There's, it's not that there's no black people here, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, I get on the bus, and I'm trying to use the card, and the bus driver is telling me that there's no money on the card. He is saying it in a way as if to say, like, you did not buy a pass, that's why it's not doing that. Mm-hmm. He's being a dick, and I have to catch connecting buses, so it's like, yo, at this point, I didn't know about the issue. I knew that there was something fishy going on because I got my bus pass the day before that because I had a job interview that was stupid. It didn't work out. Nothing on my part. People are very unprepared and unorganized and unprofessional right now, and I get it. I get it, but you probably should just call off and not be working if you can't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people's brains aren't working right now. Anyways, let's talk about someone else's brain that's not working. So I got off. He didn't kick me off the first day. He did not kick me off. He refused to follow the directions given by Port Authority because they told me he's supposed to da-da-da-da-da. He didn't do that. Mm-hmm. So, not putting that on him. Second day, he tells me, oh, this is the second day in a row you've tried to get on this bus with no money. And I had to leave off of the bus. He then, on the trolley, they have automatic doors, or I think you call it automatic. Whatever you call it, that you press a button and it opens and closes. That's the door. He closed the door on me. He closed the door on me, y'all. And this is the thing. He did it on purpose because the door makes a noise when it's closed. Mm-hmm. So, like, it gives you, like, an idiot can use this and not close the door on someone. Mm-hmm. You're usually going to wait until someone gets out of the door because...
Right.
You don't want to close the door on them. Mm-hmm. So if you close the door on someone that you see, not someone that you don't see trying to get on, but someone that's trying to get off, mm-hmm. you close the door on them. So I found that to be racist because you're aware of the issue that's going on with the buses, yet you're telling someone that gets on this bus weekly that has been taking this trolley for years, that now I'm trying to get on the bus for free. That's because there were people harassing me at 7 a.m. telling me how the situation wasn't racist. I want to explain why the situation was racist. Oh, and after I reported him, because I did report him, I did put in a discrimination complaint. After I reported him, we get on the bus. And I will let you guys know, I posted to social media, not to blast anybody, but if you're acting like this, and you know that these employees, they're protected. Bus drivers are protected. You can't do shit with no federal employee. Yeah. This is why the cops do what they do. So, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy, but like, when I see that you just doing anything, I think you're going to keep doing anything. Mm-hmm. So my mind goes to, all right, you did that whole ass shit to me yesterday. If I try to get on the bus again, because this isn't going to be fixed in the next day, you have to change all of these systems. Mm-hmm. I feel like, well, number one, I'm not getting off tomorrow. I'm not getting off tomorrow. And if you call the police and the police come and they acting like you, I feel like I'm going to get arrested and I'm going to get hurt. So I'm posting this on social media to let it be known this is what's going on, so that tomorrow if I get my ass whooped by the police, I'm suing y'all and it's done. Mm-hmm. There ain't no arguing or nothing. It's already documented.
Right.
Well, I also let the people that I put the claim in know I'm not getting off the bus tomorrow, so y'all better figure it out. Mm-hmm. So, I got called by people and all that. They told me to put in a claim if I was in pain. I was in pain. My back was hurting. It's still hurting. But today I don't think it's because of that. But it was hurting in the part where like the door closed on me. But I said, you know what, bro? They really could suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting off the bus. However long it takes to get fixed, it's just going to be. You know what I'm saying? Because we already made a call. I can report whoever to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to keep being idiots, play with your job if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And guess what? Yes, I said on the first day he kicked me off as well. Why? Because I'm making a report and I'm a customer that's been done wrong. So I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm one of them. Don't fuck with me. So we get on the bus. I get on the bus. He motions for me to come closer to his window so we can talk. So the first thing he says is, "You're fine to ride. That's not the issue. My problem was you kept hitting the thing and the ding was going off." First, I'm interrupting him, everything he's saying, because he's trying to do that. He's trying to talk to me like I'm a child, and he thinks that he's going to get off whatever bullshit he's saying, and I'm going to be like, okay, cool, and we're going to be cool. First of all, sir, if you wasn't, then this is why I was combative, because, bro, I'm a grown man. If you wasn't an employee of the Port Authority Transit Service, I would have whooped your ass. At the time that this happened.
Yeah.
If you would have been somebody regular on the bus that did something to where I got closed into the bus, we had been rolling around on the flow. You know what I'm saying? So we not cool. So I basically told him, fuck what you talking about. I'm going to go ahead and sit down. Mm-hmm. Because.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'll spit. I'm sorry. But like, come on, man. That was the story, though. And
how is your bus pass now?
Most of the stations are working, like the trolleys and stuff. Though they've been switched out and shit. Mm-hmm. Like most, but I mean, like when you report somebody, I'm sure the word gets around. So it's. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. They not trying to go through that. And even if he didn't get in trouble, but he probably got, like, a mark or something. Right. Some dumb shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, fuck that shit, bro. Like, another reason why I said, like, I'm not about to put in no claim for pain, because it's like, I kind of want to be done with the situation. I got too much going on. I don't have any time to be speaking to no lawyer or nobody, bro. We got the shit going on, you know what I'm saying? We got the YouTube channel. We got the, you know what I'm saying? We got the data analytics course. We got to keep going. Yeah. We got Nyla. my time is already accounted for. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And let me just throw this out here. I'm not the type of nigga that's outraged over racism. You feel how you want to feel, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I, like, when you put something on social media, it kind of make you look a certain way because of how many bitch-ass niggas is on social media and do stuff for attention.
Right.
But it wasn't that. You know what I'm saying? That's not, like, I don't... Like, bro, I'm not the person... I'm not about to argue about you. I'm not about to argue with you of whether or not a cop shooting a child that didn't have a weapon was wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm... Everybody has their opinions and everything, but right is right and wrong is wrong when it comes down to it. So things that come to that, like, I don't talk to white people about race issues. That's just not something I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, and even if you... I'm positive, negative, whatever... I'm not the guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Unless I know that you, what you're about, like really know you, we really can't even politic about stuff like that because that's not your place. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that may sound bizarre because the internet makes people think that you have to hear everyone's opinion. I will let you know that's not how I work.
Right.
That's not... Yeah. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just doing stuff like this. And we can talk about music and anything, but when it comes to like real situations, talk to somebody else. We ain't doing that. So, I don't really got nothing else to talk about, but damn, I ain't wanna, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really got nothing else to talk about, so... I guess we just gonna end it, but I'm gonna end it out with some more Linwood. Honestly, matter of fact, before we get out of here, let me just talk about these two projects, cause there's a lot of music that dropped from September to, give me just 15, 20 more minutes. Tara's about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about these projects because it's the city. You know what I'm saying? Linwood's I Told You So. I think that this is a good... He's in his bag. He's rapping. And he's rapping very well. I wish he would have put that freestyle he did. I don't know what, you know, with sampling and stuff or whatever. If he could have. But I wish he would put that freestyle as well that he had posted on Instagram. But, like, I love listening to artists from the city because it's like, it's kind of like they talking about you, like, not you, but, like, you know what they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Treo's intro is called Curbside Pickups. You feel me? And just like, you know, artists, you know, like these Atlanta artists or like an AD that's like LA to the fullest. This is what, and I'm not going to say not so much Linwood, because Linwood does have that bag, but he's a little bit more eclectic. It seems like he's gotten his sounds from more people just outside of Pittsburgh. But Treo, like, if you know a Garfield nigga, you know what I'm saying? This is what these niggas is doing and talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many lines. Like, it's a lie. He said, just Pittsburgh shit. He said, ooh. He said, he ain't smell it, but like, one of the lines was like, he said, this shit for 32? Ooh, he tried it. And you already know, if you from Pittsburgh, it's definitely been a nigga that tried to try you and hit you over the head with a price for some babbage. Like, it's just shit like that. So good ass projects. There's somebody else that dropped. I'm not familiar with him. I ain't listened to the project yet, but I heard like a freestyle. Like, this nigga's really doing it up in the city. You know what I'm saying? I wish I would have been able to do like the wrap ups and stuff, but I ain't have the time. Again, I don't know when we gonna be back. I don't know that. But y'all will be getting like the older episodes and stuff like that in the times that we don't drop, because I still got episodes that I need to drop. I feel like I lost some episodes. Anchor took my account from me. But that was my fault. If I don't have those episodes, that's my fault. I'm pretty sure I do. They just not accessible. And I think they on a hard drive. Some shit like that. But I'm going to close it out with your boy Lynn Wood. This is called Ho Phase. And I'm going to let this bitch play, because we ain't making money from this podcast anyway. So fuck it. If he gets signed and they claim it, claim it.
My cold ways, same nigga put a bitch back in her whole phase. I hate how niggas never stay put in their own lane. And that's that type of shit that give a nigga real rage. I need a whole thing, nigga, I need romaine. Hit 60 hoes, I ain't even at my own place. Fast money, I can't get it at no slow pace. If ain't no facing, ain't no tracing, it's a closed case. Bitch, if ain't no facing, ain't no tracing, it's a closed case. Ain't no tracing, this a close case. I really dominate a hoe, this ain't no role play. I fuck around and got some dough on every road pay. Don't try to cross it, ain't no way to get your soul saved. If ain't no facing, ain't no tracing, this a close case. Is it real? Yeah, ice in the life you live. Tell me, is it real? Life of a savage, baby, don't it give you chills? And if I can't relate, could give a fuck how it feels. The nights where you tell me things, baby, is it real? Cause I got bitches tweaking, niggas trying to take it real. You know I'm trying to fuck, I see you fucking with me still. Don't know what I was thinking, I just did it for the thrill. Yeah. I'm too fast to get passed up. All the niggas in my way just got passed up. Niggas gassed up, I come through messed up. Niggas bash us, can't get shit past us. She got class, but she looking for a fast fuck. Fuck a fast, but how long it's finna last us. We got cash tuck if police harass us. Hit the dash, cause we know he ain't fast enough. If ain't no facing, ain't no tracing, it's a close case. Ain't no facing, ain't no tracing, it's a close case. I really dominate a hoe, this ain't no role play. I fuck around and got some dough on every road paved. Don't try to cross it, ain't no way to get
it. It is the Big Podcast. Shout out to me for getting the input right so that we can hear the music while we had the headphones in and we hearing the mic as well. Shout out to me for becoming technologically sound in this bitch. We will talk to y'all when we talk to y'all. Skeet!